Once upon a time, a little girl became very sick and lost all her memories. She was empty as the day she was born. But in that dark emptiness, the voice of God spoke, walk, talk, heal. And by grace through faith, she did. Soon, the girl was even fuller and more alive than before her forgetting. But the voice of God continued to speak to her, and soon he commanded, heal others as I have healed you. Teach them the power of faith that it may connect them to me and my power. My name is Robin Renee Wilson, and that little girl was me. For the last 35 years, through my relationship with God, I have participated in many miracles of healing, prophecy, and deliverance. None of these should be possible, but that is God's way. You can accomplish anything. Heal the deepest wounds and create doors where there were only walls if you simply trust in faith over facts. Welcome back to Faith Over Facts. I'm your host, Robin Renee, and today I have my family with me, Mr. and Mrs. Omer. Hello. Yeah.
Hey. What up, Rob?
I'm telling you, I have the family in the building today. You know, Mr. Omer, Billy, was my mom's prayer partner. My mother was like, Billy's my prayer partner.
Yes.
And she used to be so excited that how you guys had that in their action with the prayers. Mm. That made her day that you were her prayer partner. So just thank you for just being there for my mom. Yeah. You were my mother's prayer partner since she left.
Yes.
And I remember we did the last communion. You was there to serve her last communion.
Yes, we were.
That was amazing when you guys were there to serve her last communion. And she had her hair all fly up that day. I did her hair and she was looking fly. You guys said, are you sick? Looking good, Rosie. Because you always called her Rosie.
Oh, Rosie was the name for her. I just like, you know, when we would come over and we would just, you know, go into a certain room and we all just fellowship. You know, she just talked. You know.
She was so happy.
Oh,
such a blessing.
She loved you guys so much.
And we love her.
She loved you guys so much.
We loved her.
Thank you for being in her.
Thank you for being in our life.
My father, you know, my father as well. It's just... You know, he was a deacon with my dad and then my mom, just you guys were always there. When I was younger, just you were there.
Yeah.
And it's an honor to have you both here. And still looking young as I don't know what we gonna do. I was at your house and you still looking good. What we gonna do? That's what Christ does, you know, being Christians is we keep that age thing, looking younger and younger. We don't age.
That's it.
We have Christ
God
in us.
Yes.
Yeah, God is good.
All the time.
He is so good.
And he put you with the people that he know that you need to be with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I thank him for that.
Thank you. Yes. Well, I'm honored to have you both here. Can you just introduce yourselves, you know, to the people?
Well, I'm Carolyn, and this is my husband. His name is Billy.
Oh, you're introducing me too, huh?
Yes, I am. Just because I'm so proud.
I know that's right. How long have you been married?
43 years.
Lesson. Just last month, January 24th.
Wow, it's beautiful.
43 years.
That's a blessing. And how did you guys meet?
At church.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
Because you guys are from Mississippi, right?
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
From Laura, Mississippi.
Wow, love
it. She liked to tell the story that we met, you know, when she was, I don't know, she was bending over to get something. She said, I was looking at her dress.
And he was.
How cute is that?
Yeah, but yeah, we were both very young.
Very young.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. But we grew into each other.
Yes.
We grew together.
You know, so how, in the stage of growing up together, because basically, you know, how old were you when you guys met?
I was 15 and a half.
Okay.
When we first met, I think you were younger than that because
14?
I'm about 4 years older than she is.
Wow.
When we first met, I was about 14, but we didn't start dating until I was like older.
Wow.
You know, back then, the parents, they could come to your house and see you, but you couldn't go nowhere with them. And then the parents would sit in the room with you and look at you while you sitting on the couch.
Yes.
they still know, doing that now.
Conversation.
Because my best friend was sharing. Yeah, my best friend told me her son, they were had the first date and the brother, the mother was there with the daughter.
That's
and
good.
Made sure everything was good.
That's good.
And then the brother came.
That's
to
good.
Make sure some, right. some cultures are still doing this, and that's I think good. They need to keep.
Yeah, that because kind what of. They do is they talk to the young man and they ask him about their family. Mm-hmm. They want to make sure there's no relations there. Mm-hmm. No, you're not
that.
Cousins or mm-hmm, mm-hmm. there's nothing for as a relationship with the bloodline.
That's smart. Yeah. That's really yeah. smart. Because it can cross over. You can be like, oh, yeah, I didn't know you was my cousin.
Let's end that part. That part.
Well, how many children do you guys have together?
We have three.
Wow.
Three
okay.
beautiful kids. Two girls and two older girls and the youngest son.
And you have grands.
Oh, yes.
Three
That's
grands.
That's the fun part right
yes.
there.
Yes. My mom says nothing like having your grandchildren. Ooh,
yeah,
nothing
we have
like
three.
When I was working in the aerospace industry, uh-huh. Robin, these older guys would tell me when I, you know, we were raising our kids, you know, mm-hmm. much younger. They was little kids. And these guys would tell me, say, oh, man, you know, older guys that mm-hmm. already have grandkids. Say, yeah, raising kids is kind of like, you know, eating a just meal, you know. Just meal? What do you mean? You know, yeah, everybody loves a good meal, you know. Mm-hmm. Raising kids is like having eaten that good meal, you know. There's some things about it you like. Mm-hmm. Some things you don't like, mm-hmm. you know. But say when the grandkids come, that's like that just dessert. Who don't love dessert?
Man,
after we had grandkids, I understand.
You understand.
Yes, yes.
Nothing no. like it. Nothing Mama like said that. Mama said, Mama, Robin is nothing like your grandkids. And my mom, and my husband, not my husband, we're not fortunate to have grandchildren yet. But my father would say, when I tell Daddy, you know, Johnny did this, or Toya, or Jaminy, he was like, baby, this is a whole nother generation. They're not like you. And that helped keep me balanced.
Right.
Because I was like, they didn't do, Robin,
right.
they're not like you. It's a whole nother generation.
Right.
So you need that wisdom to kind of help you make it through
right.
being a parent.
Right.
And I'm happy that my dad, it was so funny. I found I would always go to my mom for things. He was like, go to your mom. But there was times where I couldn't go to my mom because she was gone or somewhere.
Right.
And I said, well, Daddy, what do you think? And his advice was, I said, well, yeah. I should have been coming to you all along.
Exactly.
Right?
I think that's one of the things that kind of helped us mm-hmm. as we was coming along. Because I love sitting down,
mm-hmm.
sitting with, you know, talking with my dad mm-hmm. or my grandparents, just
yes.
listening to them, you
yes.
know. That wisdom. Is just, I mean,
right.
it's just
get
so
that knowledge.
Yes.
Good, you know.
Yes.
And how they stuck together mm-hmm. and the things they came through. You know,
yeah.
they gave us
it,
you know,
hope.
Strength.
It
yes.
gives you the strength
yes.
and the hope to keep
gave
going,
them.
Endurance, to keep that you can do it too.
And
right.
you know, they put
wow.
God in there.
I'm telling
oh,
you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's the part right there. Because
mm-hmm.
without Him, we could do nothing.
That's it.
With God,
right.
we can do all things.
And keep and
you
give
know,
your children back
grounded.
To Him.
Yes. I had my daughters cracked up one time. Because one of my daughters was acting up. I said, oh, I gave her back to God. They was like, Mama, what? I said, because they don't ever hear her say it.
Right.
I said, oh, no, I gave her back to God. I'm good. And they started cracking. Mama, you said, what you do? I said, I gave her back to God. And they saw the return. Like, oh, yeah. and the shift. I was, oh, yeah. Because when you give them your children back to God, then you allow God to do what He needs to do.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
then they come back and be like, oh, now it's better. But when
right.
you try to figure it out, they're not my child anyway. That was in the rich, they were predestined before
yeah.
the foundation
Absolutely.
Of the world. So
Absolutely.
They belong to Him.
Right.
So it was on loan.
That's it.
And we need to remember as parents not only to dedicate, but to give them
back
to God.
Him.
We're just
right.
caretakers.
We're just caretakers.
That's it. And let
yeah.
Him use the
As they grow.
Mm-hmm.
That
and
says
developing.
Train a child up the way they should go.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get old, they won't depart from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm even noticing that my girls are now went back to home church.
Right.
You just said you saw my babies.
Yeah.
Now that, you know, they're grown and out of college and, you know, God was doing some things with me in the ministry. Because my family had to shift out, but God allowed the girls to go back.
Right.
Some of the girls to go back to the home church.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So God has a way of doing
thing.
Some things, you
Absolutely.
Know. You do your job and
right, because you instilled the word in
yes.
them, and you brought them up in the church.
Yes,
when you bring them up,
yes,
and you get that word, and
mm-hmm.
they get it instilled in them.
Yes,
they know how to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to pray.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They know who to go to.
Exactly, and I teach them at home, and it's so funny how they sometimes they'll write little letters and it was like, tell me, mommy, you taught us this, the character. And it's always leads back to God. You know, and I'm like, thank you, Lord.
He's the focus
point. You know, and my husband will say, babe, you know, so it's just a good thing to raise them up the right way.
Absolutely.
So that they have that foundation.
Absolutely.
So we don't have to worry about them wavering. I never worried about them in college because I knew that God had them because I trained them up.
And they was
you know,
covered.
And they were covered. They made it out, you know, and they did really well, you know, made it all, finished off. Three of them finished college, you know, no babies.
It's a blessing.
You know,
because
that was a prayer, like, let them just finish without kids. You know, let them just,
blessing.
It's nothing wrong if they do have kids, but, yeah. you know, kind of just.
But you're not in a rush to be
there
a
There it
man.
Is. I'm not in a rush.
You want them to be able to
yeah, I want them to be able to travel the world. They go, one of them, her and her boyfriend, they're going to Japan and just travel. They studied abroad. They went to Italy. They went to Spain. And enjoy life.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, when you have your family, then that's going to be the focus point for a season on raising your children. Not saying you can't travel then, but you're focused. Like you said, that meal, right, is raise those kids.
Securing them.
It's a good meal.
It's a good meal, but it's a different type of level, you know.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Okay. Exactly. Have you guys ever had a faith over facts moment?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Would you like to share?
When my husband was diagnosed with cancer, you know, it was bittersweet, but at the same time, I put it in God's hand before he even told me what was going on with him, before we even found out. I says, Lord, I said, you are the doctor.
Yes.
You are a healer.
Yes.
You made him.
Mm-hmm.
You gave him to me.
Amen.
And I know that you're going to keep him here with me for a while because
Amen.
You know mm-hmm. what I can withstand
yes.
and what I can't withstand
yes.
at the moment.
At the moment. I
so
love
I need that strength
mm-hmm.
and I need that guidance. And, you know, and he just everything just fell into place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Everything just fell into place.
Yes,
and he went through it with
God
flying
bless.
Colors. And it was
Man.
So funny, Robin, because at that time we was coming out of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I wasn't able to go into, like, the waiting room and mm-hmm. sit and wait while he was in surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wait in my car
That's
in the
hard.
Parking
That's
lot.
That's hard.
So our oldest daughter, Tasha, she came and she says, Mom, I have an appointment, but I'm going to be with you for a moment.
I love that.
And we went to Costco's
mm-hmm.
and we did X, Y, and Z. But it was so funny because I'm like, okay, they haven't called me yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, Lord, I said, I'm sure he's okay because
mm-hmm.
I know he's in your hand.
Yeah.
Make a long story short, I'm putting my stuff in the car and they call me. Doctor say, oh, Miss Summer, he was fine. Everything went well and we did mm-hmm. this and we did that. He's in recovery and, you know, I'm going to text you the number and you could call and, you know,
mm-hmm.
check on him.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, it's okay. And I call recovery and everything and, and I was like, I'm calling to check on my husband. His name Billy and blah, blah, blah. She says, oh, we don't have him, not yet. And so I'm like, okay, well, as soon as you guys get him, can you call me?
Mm-hmm.
I hear him in the background.
Mm.
Can I have a double cheeseburger?
I love it.
I was hungry.
Can I get a double cheeseburger?
I was like,
what's the protein?
Surgery was great.
I said, oh, you do have him. I said, that's my husband. I said, you need not to say no more. I know he's fine because he asked
yes.
for a double cheeseburger.
Wow, I love that. God had
yes.
him say that.
He had him. And she says, well, she said, once we get him situated, we'll call and let you
mm-hmm.
talk to him.
Wow.
And I was like, all I could do once I hung up the phone was just thank God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank God. And then I called his mother to let her know
mm-hmm.
everything was
good.
But
you wanted some protein.
He wanted that double cheeseburger.
I love that. That was so
cute.
He wanted some cheeseburger. Wow. He wanted a double cheeseburger.
And God brought him out of that.
He brought him out. And, you know, when we went back for his checkup,
mm-hmm.
his surgeon said he was fine. Everything
Amen.
Was
Look
just
God.
God is so good.
He is Jehovah
God.
Rapha.
Oh.
He is.
I call him Jehovah Rapha, our healer.
Our healer.
Oh my
he
God, Robin.
Healer.
You just
all that.
It's just, you know, I was just like, Lord, I thank you because, you know, you said that you would be a doctor.
Yes.
You'd be a comforter.
Yes.
I needed all that at
yes.
that time. I just
Amen.
Needed that reassurance.
Ooh,
and
yes.
he let me know that everything was going to be all right.
Yeah.
So he kept
mm-hmm.
me strong
mm-hmm.
for him.
Yes, yes. And the timing of it all. He had him hungry at that time to shout out, mm-hmm. I need me a double cheeseburger. I need me a cheeseburger. You know what I mean? So for your comfort, that was for you. That mm-hmm. was for you.
Absolutely. Yes.
That was for you.
Because that morning when he got ready to go to surgery, to go to the hospital, he had put on, I knew he was, his mind. I know my husband. I've been mm-hmm. with him for so long. Mm-hmm. I can kind of read his mind mm-hmm. just by looking at him. Mm-hmm. And I knew he had some concerns. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I'm in the middle of the night. I'm awake. And he's laying there asleep. I just put my hand on mm-hmm. him and prayed for him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he kind of broke that morning. Mm-hmm. So I told my children, let's come on. We need to pray for your daddy. Mm-hmm. And so we did that. Because we wanted him to know that no matter what he was going through, we was going to be there with him. Mm-hmm. We're going to be there for him. Mm-hmm. Amen. And, you know.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
That's why God kept him here with me. Because I need
him. I know that's right. Even as Christian, you know, mm-hmm. and we know mm-hmm. God is, you know, our protector, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But we're still human.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
And you know, just to think of the fact of a cancer, you know, I mean, we heard a lot. That's what,
yeah,
kind of.
And that word is just does something when you hear it, you know.
Absolutely.
It does
Absolutely.
Something when you hear it. And I really believe the way they have it, they want it to scare us, you know. But at the same time, we know who our God is.
That's exactly.
And we know how powerful he is. And he can be all things. Like you said, that Jehovah Rapha, mm-hmm. our healer, he could be our comforter. He could be our friend. He could mm-hmm. be our counselor. He could just be mm-hmm. so much yes. wrapped yes. up in one. And, you know, but we know that Yeshua already paid it all on Calvary. He already, when exactly. he died on Calvary and he rose again mm-hmm. and the stripes, everything he went through was for mm-hmm. us.
For us.
And we know that he's at all, in all places, at all times.
Yes.
And the most
can do that.
The most important thing is him being a believer.
Yes. Absolutely. And standing on it.
And having Absolutely. Christ in him and him in Christ.
Yes. But you know what is so funny? A lot of times we have to remember, believe really means because Emmanuel lives, I expect victory every time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you believe, you already mm-hmm. knew. Victory is already mine.
Yep. Victory is mine.
That's yep. it. It's already mine.
You know, Robin, I kind of have a faith over fact, you know, moment, and I'll make it short. It involved your mom.
Oh, wow.
You know, it shows how God uses people when you don't even know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember this, but, you know, I was your mom's assistant financial secretary yes. at the church, you know, and it was about this time of the year, you know, some 32 years ago, I
32?
Guess, 33 mm-hmm. years ago.
Almost 33.
Years, and I had come over to your mom's house, you know, we was getting ready to do this. Paperwork, you know, the taxes, the write-off for the church. And Carolyn, she had seen Carolyn like the day or so before at a choir rehearsal or whatever. But I was there, and we got the call before the call. And she had told me, you know, I told, you know, mm-hmm. Carolyn was feeling a little sick. She said, Carolyn is pregnant. I'm kind of
my mom was a prophet. She was a prophet.
That's what I'm saying mm-hmm. about how God uses mm-hmm. people, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was a little, okay, Rosie did. Mm-hmm. She said, and not only that, Billy, it's going to be a boy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. I know that you hadn't even heard that she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. We don't know that she's pregnant.
And Rosie's she's telling you it's going to be a boy.
And she's speaking this to me. So, mm-hmm. but it was
I love it.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it mm-hmm. with that happening, you know, and it all coming through, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. really just showed me how God uses people.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
You know.
Yes.
I mean, for good.
Yes, for
know.
Good.
And
good.
But the funny thing about it that she told, the third thing, she'd say, and he's going to be a blessing. And even up to the point, you know, I kept telling Rosie, I'm waiting on that blessing, Rosie. But he's a great kid, yes, so he's already a blessing.
Yes,
I just
yes,
be joking.
But I love it. I love yeah, it. Yes. Yeah, you know, it's so funny because Mom, she did have that. She told me, Robin, I was really praying about a husband. I'm like, Lord, when is this going to happen? And God mm-hmm. kept telling me, you're going to be engaged in February. I was like, but when? And February passed, and I still wasn't engaged yet. And I said, Lord, I thought you said I was going to be engaged in February. He said, did I tell you a year? So I had, and I waited, yeah. and I waited. Mm-hmm. And I came home one Sunday. I went to a visitor church, and I came home, and the pastor had prophesied to me that. So my mom didn't even know. I had went to visit a church, and the pastor had prophesied to me that my husband was coming from far, and that your husband's coming from far, and, you know, and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay. I get home. My mom said, Robin, come here. I'm like, okay. I go in her room, and she says, I used to always go in her room, but this particular time she called me, and she said, you know, your husband's going to come from far, And your husband's gonna look like the guy that you dated named Brian. And I was like, huh? Yeah, he's gonna favor the guy you dated named Brian, and he's coming from far. And I was like, okay, Mama. And then I go in my room and I dial. My brother's girl wife at the time called me, and Tammy says, Robin, you know, God told me that your husband's coming soon. I'm like, okay, Lord. Okay. And she says, and it's like a chandelier. He's like a chandelier. He's going to sparkle like a chandelier. And I said, you okay? And so I said, wow. And guess what? My husband's name is Brian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
he does sparkle like a chandelier. And my husband did come from far.
He came from far.
He came from Kentucky.
Look at that.
I said, look at God. And it's funny how God will place people in mm-hmm. your life to yeah. remind you, you yeah. wasn't even, you already had two daughters, beautiful daughters. You wasn't even thinking about having another child. And then mm-hmm. here come your son. Yeah. He's a son. Mm-hmm. And Carolyn is, and this, you had no idea. But right. look at God, how he uses the prophets. Because, you know, being a prophet and walking in the gift, because God had me to say, God told me to tell you, blah, blah, blah. Right. I think God had me tell Darla, you're pregnant. She uh-huh. was like, really? What?
What?
I said, yeah. I said, Charlie, you don't have a baby. Same thing happened with me with Darla.
Right.
At the church. God mm-hmm. had me tell Darla the same thing. That gift goes without your gift yeah, goes without like repentance.
Brother, like, right.
But yeah, God is good. So thank you for sharing that story. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. But yeah, so those faith over facts moments are just outstanding. You know, if you had to choose one word to describe Miss Carolyn Bridges. Mm. What would it be? Because I already see your shirts, king and queen.
Absolutely.
You know. But how would you describe your wife?
Just one word?
Just one word.
Wow.
Ooh.
There's so many. But, I mean, she is...
oh, my goodness.
I want to use one word, but then I say, what is it?
Go for it, babe.
She is...
Because let me say, you might have to say more than one. Just use one, but if you got to expand, go ahead and expand.
She's tenacious.
Mm, how would you explain that?
Because I mean, she's the rock of our family mm-hmm. for one thing. Mm-hmm. But she don't give up mm-hmm. on things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a one and done. You know, someone say that this is it. You mm-hmm. know, you're not. I mean, she. Yeah. goes for what
Amen.
She yeah
and she, I believe
she,
that
she's a go-getter.
I love that.
Yeah, very
I love that
so. But just one word though, I yeah. guess.
Well, you can share one more. What's another one?
She's such a loving heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you.
She
Amen.
Loves so deeply.
Amen. I definitely
yeah
I can vouch.
Sometimes it hurt, you
yeah
know?
Oh yeah, she'll tell you the truth. Oh, she's gonna tell you the truth. Oh yeah.
Sometimes it hurt, but you know, she's a lover. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing. What about you, Carolyn? What about your king?
My Superman.
Yes.
He is a protector.
Mm-hmm.
He is a good provider. Mm-hmm. He's a wonderful husband. Mm-hmm. I couldn't ask for anything better.
That's right. I know that's
the
right.
The best thing, mm-hmm. other than accepting Christ, mm-hmm. was choosing him as a husband.
Yes, that's so true.
He keeps me grounded.
I love it.
He keeps me grounded.
That's beautiful.
He makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. And that's so important, you know, for... women, we need to be happy, and it's not always easy, because you know, we mm-hmm. always women, we are emotional,
we have our, yep.
we got there, you know, we have our things that we go through.
Absolutely.
It's a good thing to say he keeps, after 43 years, he keeps me happy. And I love how you said, he's my Superman. I, you know, because she was like, no, I need him to be here. I definitely got that, because mm-hmm. because lately I've been hearing a lot of people share how their spouses are passing away. Mm-hmm. I had phone calls after phone calls mm-hmm. saying, somebody, this husband died, that husband died, that husband died, that mm-hmm. husband is really sick, that husband.
Right.
Within this week or like this month, it's been a lot. I mean, several calls.
Oh my
and
God.
I just kind of mentioned it. It was on the phone with a friend, and my husband was passing. And I had been saying, Lord, cover my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, keep my husband. Because, you know, they are a rock. My husband's an amazing provider. He's an amazing support system. Amazing I just respect him in so many ways.
Exactly.
Right? That respect.
And see, that's
and the devil would throw things, but I think it's the respect that I have for him that, you know, especially when you go through things in your marriage, you just that respect keeps you like, okay, no, I can't because I respect him too much to
that
do that.
That love and that respect.
That love and respect. Yeah.
That
is
love
everything.
And that respect.
Exactly. Because life gets hard.
It does.
And exactly, that's it, the love and respect.
The love and respect. Because we said for better, for worse.
There it is.
And rich and poor. Mm-hmm. See,